A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I speak the truth in Christ. I do not lie. My conscience joins with the Holy Spirit in bearing me witness that I have great joy and constant anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh. They are children of Israel. There is the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. Theirs the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He has granted peace in your borders. With the best of wheat he fills you. He sends forth his commands to the earth. Swiftly runs his word. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them. Alleluia.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. In front of him, there was a man suffering from dropsy. Jesus spoke to the scholars of the law and Pharisees in reply, asking, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not?" But they kept silent. So he took the man, and after he had healed him, dismissed him. Then he said to them, "Who among you, if your son or ox falls into a cistern, would not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" But they were unable to answer his question.
Verbum Domini.
We welcome a group visiting here from St. Anthony's Parish in New Jersey. Welcome. Happy to have you here this morning. And one announcement that tomorrow we launch, EWTN launches their new YouTube page, which will make it easier to find the videos that you would like to watch. If you look at many videos on YouTube. You can find Mass and Devotions is going to have its own channel, its own page. So that will begin tomorrow. And we look forward to making it a little easier for you to find the content that you're looking for. So it's always kind of fun to go into stores in my Franciscan habit the last week of October. And so I was in South Carolina. I stopped at a gas station and went inside. And one man said, "Nice costume." Another one said, "Hey, Friar Tuck, where's Robin Hood and his merry band?" And I said, "Well, actually, I am a friar." And he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And I said, "No, don't be." I said, "It's fun, you know, it's fun this time of the year. We're not against fun, of course. But the religious habit that we wear is something that points to a heart, ultimately, to his heart that has reached out and called us, invited us to share in his love in a far greater way, in giving our lives to him in the consecrated life. But all of us really are called to that heart to which he invites us. And we're offering a votive mass of the Sacred Heart today to remind us of that truth. And really the history is that this day is All Hallows' Eve. So the eve of All Saints' Day, the great solemnity that we celebrate, that we will be all united who have loved Christ, who have believed in him, that we will all be united in glory with all the saints who have loved him throughout the centuries, that we will be with him forever. That's the great and joyful celebration that we begin this evening, All Hallows' Eve, as we prepare for this celebration. You know, last month there was a beautiful article. I was delighted actually to see it in our own Catholic news agency. An article about a father of seven sons in Virginia whose cause has now been introduced. There's a postulator and a vice postulator been chosen by the Diocese of Arlington, Virginia, who died 17 years ago on September 8th. His name, Tom Vanderwood. And so to tell a bit about his story and why people have been so impressed by his story, in fact, 1,500 people attended his funeral, and 75 priests, a bishop, and 60 altar boys. So much had he impacted their lives, as well as his seven sons. His oldest son is a priest in the Diocese of Arlington. And his third son, Chris, really sees that people are moved by his story. And he's going around parishes and he's telling his father's story because he's seen the effect it had in encouraging people, encouraging fathers and men to be saintly men, and to grow in holiness. So what is his story, Tom Vanderwood? Well, what happened on September 8th, 2008, his seventh son, his son who has Down syndrome, that he was on the farm with his father, and there was this sewage tank that had a corroding top to it, and his son fell into the tank. Well, he would be overcome by the toxic fumes very quickly, and his father, knowing that, jumped him himself in this 7-foot deep tank. And he pushes his son, affectionately called Josie, up, and he's calling the farmhand to come and pull him up as he's pushing up. So eventually, Josie would be taken out and he would survive, although he would have to go to the hospital for a few days. But his own father was overcome and he died in jumping into that tank in order to save his son. And so our Lord in today's gospel, what does he say? It's on the Sabbath day. Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not? Another time he said the Sabbath was made for man. It's for us, for our good. And then Jesus said, who among you, if your son falls into a cistern, would not immediately pull him out? And so this is what Tom did at the expense of his own life. And you know, in the causes of the saints, one can be proclaimed a saint by the Catholic Church if they were a martyr, if it's shown that they lived heroic virtue. And now it's been expanded in 2017 for those who died a sacrificial death. So those who gave their lives saving another. And an interesting point about his son Joseph, whom he dearly loved, and he was coaching basketball, and his son was part of that team too, is that now his son is taking care of his mother, who's now 81. And so you see God's providence here, how this last child who was so loved by Tom and by his wife is now caring for her in her older years, now that she's 81. So charity always comes back to us. You know, love always comes back to us, and eternally in that life of glory. So here you can put a face with the name. This is Tom. And here he is on a tractor with his two of his grandsons. But it wasn't just this heroic act, but it was his life too that led up to this heroic act. So just a few comments about his own spiritual life, his own generous life. He was a Navy pilot. And then after his military service, he was a commercial pilot, but he also had the time to care for his sons on a farm as well. He attended daily Mass as often as he could. He prayed the rosary every day. He made a weekly holy hour from 2 to 3 a.m., even with his schedule that he had as a commercial pilot. And so you can see the impact that he had, his quiet generosity and self-giving love. His son Chris, who is helping people to know about his story, he said that he didn't have a lot of turns of phrases, but he said that his dad would say, just do the right thing. Just do the right thing. And Chris said, usually that's pretty simple. We're the ones that make it more complicated by thinking of all the different circumstances or possibilities. Dad, he said, never aimed to do anything extraordinary. He just aimed to live every day as best as he could. And so I think that's an example for all of us. So they also have a guild that's been founded because people inspired by his story, especially those who have children with special needs, are asking for his intercession. So may he indeed be sharing that life with all the saints that we begin to celebrate this evening in a particular way, and especially tomorrow. And may all of us be part of the saints in heaven. So we see all of this stems really from the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's really his love that changes our hearts. That beautiful prayer that we can pray often. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. And Christ's heart is pierced. It's crowned with thorns because he gave everything. He gave everything for love of us. This inspired St. Paul. This inspired St. Peter. This inspired the saints throughout the ages. It inspires us today, and not only inspires us, but also gives us grace to live in a similar way. And so what do we see in St. Paul? He says this today in the reading. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people. Well, what is he referring to? He's referring to Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 23, where it says, accursed is anyone who hangs on a tree. Because in Galatians, his letter to the Galatians, St. Paul wrote this, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed be everyone who hangs on a tree. St. Peter likewise in 1 Peter chapter 2, Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. And so Paul is even saying, I could wish the same thing. Why? Because his heart, he said, Christ loved me and gave himself for me. And that it's that love of Christ that urges us on, that moves us on. And so that he similarly, he's willing to be cut off, as it were, for the sake of his people, for the children of Israel. In our psalm today, we prayed, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He has granted peace to your borders with the best of wheat. He fills you. That's our privilege today, to receive the best of wheat, not just fine flour, but something much more. This wheat that has become his very body, his blood, his soul, and divinity, that we are united with in Holy Communion here or spiritually through television, that there is a real communion that you can have with him too through that act of spiritual communion. And it's being united to that heart that changes our hearts. Every encounter we have with Jesus changes us. Changes us for the better. Changes us eternally. Prepares us for that life with all the saints in glory in heaven. Yes, indeed, he grants us peace. And with the best of wheat, he fills us. And then our Alleluia verse today from John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them. The Lord knows you, and they follow me. We know him too. He knows us. He loves us. His first sacrificial gift of himself has enabled people like Tom Vanderwood to hesitate not at all. He immediately jumped in to save his son, as our Lord said in today's gospel. Which one of you would not jump in immediately to save your son who fell in? And that was fulfilled in the life and the witness of Tom Vanderwood. So dear people, let the courage of Tom and all of the saints, and in a particular way, our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us, inspire us and help us too to live similarly so that we can be with the saints in glory forever. Amen.